This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Finally, I got into the university. I decided now I'm with people who are really open and free. My professors weren't open, nor were they free. They wanted to impose on me a view of reality that neither fitted what I had learned in my family nor what I had learned about life on my own. I began again to open my life to God, and He came back to the center. I decided I wanted my life to be His holy. Then I began my hospital residency and internship. I found that I could work 36 hours without a break, without sleep, just like the other people did. I had no time for God. I also discovered that when I didn't talk to God, He didn't talk to me. He moved to the margin of my life again. When He moved to the margin, the hole that was left didn't stay empty. The place He had occupied was now filled with appetites and passions. Slowly, I discovered they were there and were controlling me. I began to feel sorry for myself. I looked at these other doctors with their private planes and their summer homes and their winter homes and their places at the beach and their big automobiles and their luxurious living, and I thought, just let me get out into suburbia and I'll make some big money and I'll have a chance to enjoy some of those things. Slowly, Denny Kinlaw says, it began to dawn on me that those appetites controlled me. I realized, barring a miracle, I was already programmed for disaster. I had a day off. I spent it alone, fasting and praying. I wouldn't recommend that you do that if you're not ready for some changes in your life. Now listen to this. This is really interesting what happens. 6 weeks later, he's in surgery with another surgeon operating on a woman who's a drug addict. The other surgeon's hand slipped. There were three of us operating on this girl who was a drug addict. She was loaded with a form of hepatitis often found in drug addicts and prostitutes. When the other surgeon's hand slipped, his instrument penetrated my glove and cut into the flesh of my hand. In due time, I contracted hepatitis of the worst kind. Those next few months were a time of great pain and despondency. I looked death straight in the face. Isn't that amazing? I looked death straight in the face. I hardly remember the despondency and the pain and suffering. What I do remember is that the Lord came back to the center of my life, and when he came back, he set me free. The tyranny of those appetites was broken. What happened to Denny Kinlaw? The L word, light, L-I-G-H-T. Listen carefully as I wrap up this morning. The light of Christ will do something in your life that nothing else can do. You may have a son or daughter, you say, he just needs to get his act together. No, he needs the light of Christ. Well, I've got a sister-in-law, she just needs to get fixed in some of her mental problems. Well, maybe she does, but she needs the light of Christ. Well, I've got an in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law that's got a problem with this or that, and they just need to get some help. No, they need the light of Christ ultimately. And so what the message is about, Jesus talks about light today, and he says it's all about light. You are either an example of a person with light in their life, or your life is full of darkness. It really is. And I want to keep going back to that verse, Hebrews 10:32, that says this, when you receive the light, your life changed.
Well, if that scripture's true, have you received the light? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.